So WinTV in Tasmania, or in fact right around the country, its regional network, is changing, taking mainland programming from Channel 10 to Channel 9, effective as of, well, let's find out. Here's Brent Costello from WinTV. How are you, mate?
Hey, Darren. How are you?
So this starts at midnight tonight, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. So if you're at a loose end, stay up till midnight tonight and watch the big switchover.
Well, speaking of which, we've got Wimbledon on at the moment, and that's Channel 9 programming, right? So if someone's watching a game at Wimbledon tonight, at midnight they're going to have to switch from 9, what's currently 9 Taz, over to Win, right?
Correct, yeah. So I might catch a few people out that are staying up late for Wimbledon, but you're right. So basically what's happening is, after 5 years of taking Channel 10 programming, Win is reverting back to Channel 9, which is where we've been forever, I think.
Yeah.
Before it went to 10 5 years ago. So it's going home, really. And basically, yeah, all the Channel 9 programming will come over to us on Channel 80. And all the current Channel 10 program that's on Win will go to Channel 50 and become Channel 10. So a little bit confusing for people, but I'm sure people will get their heads around it pretty quickly.
Yeah, so it gives you access to sports like Wimbledon, for example, the NRL, State of Origin, NRL Grand Final and all of that. Now, the news, I think, would concern, would interest most of our listeners. So what's happening with Win News as of tomorrow night?
Yeah, so basically we're going to 5.30 till 6 o'clock, so an earlier time slot, which is going to suit a lot of people, I reckon, getting home and having a look at the news. So 5.30 till 6 is Win News, 6 till 7 is Channel 9 News out of Melbourne into a current affair at 7 o'clock. So a pretty good hour and a half of news, local, national and international, all in one hit for you, which would be really exciting.
You've plugged it well. All right, so that's as of tomorrow, well, midnight tonight. Righto then. Well, I've got you. So Carlton and Fremantle, you reckon that'll go ahead at Lonnie this weekend?
Well, I've got a pretty good source that tells me it will be, and it'll be an afternoon game as well, not a night game. It was originally scheduled to be a night game over in the west, but I'm told it might be a 1:45 start if it does come to Tasmania at UTAS Stadium. So that's what I'm hearing at the moment, Darren. Obviously, Geelong's in the mix to host that as well, so no doubt they're going to have to make a decision on that today, you'd think, so teams can prepare for whichever ground they're going to be playing at. I think Freo's record's pretty ordinary in Launceston. They haven't had a really good run at it, so fingers crossed if they do come down here, the tide turns for them. But Carlton's got certainly a lot of support in Tasmania, so it'll be great to have another match down here. And gee, it's really turning into a festival of football if we can pull this off. Obviously, North Melbourne's played here 3 weeks in a row. Hawthorn was here a couple of weekends ago. They're going to be here next weekend as well. That's the other intriguing part of this, Darren, is that Fremantle due to play Hawthorn in Tasmania next week. So not sure if they'll stay in the state. It'd make sense if they did, if they do come down this weekend, because it would be a couple of games in the space of 10 days.
All right, well, it's the Ulverston connection at Fremantle with Alex Pearce, so it'd be good for his family and friends to go along and watch him play at UTAS.
Absolutely, exactly right. Good to see him back running around too after we thought he might have been in some more injury strife as of a couple of months ago. So it's a great result that he's back on the park.
All right, mate. Thanks for having me on. Have a good day and we'll talk to you Friday morning.
No worries. Thanks, Darren. Cheers.